Dr. Robert Mather. Welcome to my podcast. My podcasts are available exclusively at theconservativesocialpsychologist.com. Today is January 3rd, 2023. It's good to be back. I haven't done a podcast in a while. I'm going to try to do these a little bit more often. I wanted to talk a little bit about a case that was brought to me by Kurt, one of my readers and listeners. And thanks to him for bringing this to my attention. I hadn't heard about it. Brunson versus Adams. And so this is set to be heard by the U.S. Supreme Court on January 6th. They're going to hear oral arguments for this. The lawsuit names 388 lawmakers that violated their oath of office to defend the U.S. Constitution by voting against investigating the allegations of election fraud. Those allegations of election fraud were made by 100 members of Congress. They allege that this was an act of treason and fraud to vote against having an investigation of the alleged election fraud when there was evidence that was brought up. They're seeking the removal of Biden, Harris, and all of those other lawmakers and banning all of them from holding office again, right? Well, usually, if you know anything about the legal process, the suggested remedy is always extremely severe. So I wouldn't expect that that's necessarily what would happen. It's incredible that the Supreme Court decided to hear this case or hear arguments for this case. It actually skipped several other levels of federal court where it was not heard at trial. So it's going straight to the top. It should give at least a legal resolution to whether or not voting against an investigation when you've been presented evidence of alleged crimes is a violation of your oath. At the very least, we citizens will know where we stand in terms of holding elected officials accountable. My guess is that the Supreme Court selected it to send a very strong message in support of the 388 lawmakers and them not having liability of violated their oath for not voting for that investigation. But we'll see. At the very least, it's worth keeping your eye on. You can follow that case on at official Brunson Brothers SCOTUS on Truth Social. There's not a lot of other places where you can get information on the that other than them. It's just a bunch of, it's not even attorneys that are involved. It's just several brothers that decided to bring this case and made it all the way to the Supreme Court to at least have their oral arguments heard appropriately on January 6th of this year in just a couple of days. The other thing I want to talk about is the Speaker of the House debacle that's going on right now. No matter what, not getting elected Speaker on three ballots is a tough pill to swallow. Hopefully it will give power to the Freedom Caucus and the GOP backrooms that are coming in this next Congress. Everything that you know about leadership and organizations would tell you that not being able to get a leader in three ballots, regardless of who it is a bad thing. If anything, it will allow the GOP to listen to everybody in the GOP rather than just some of the more established factions of that. Listen to my podcast exclusively at theconservativesocialpsychologist.com.